They're still counting the votes in Iraq from the elections earlier this month, but officials have confirmed the turnout. More than 60% of registered voters cast ballots. That's important, especially in Iraq's Sunni-dominated provinces. The minority Sunnis boycotted previous elections during the violent insurgency. But now that Sunnis have voted, the question is, how will they react if their candidates lose? NPR's Quil Lawrence reports from Fallujah.
A car bomb struck Fallujah yesterday right underneath a new highway overpass under construction. That's the unfortunate mixed message of Sunni-dominated Anbar province these days. It's finally safe enough here to rebuild and improve people's lives, but there are still violent incidents several times a month. It's sometimes hard to discern the exact motive, says Brigadier General Ken Tovo, who commands the U.S. troops that still remain in Anbar.
One of the challenges out in Anbar is to identify when a violent event happens. Is it of a political nature? Is it intertribal violence, score settling, if you will? Or is it truly terrorist activity?
But Tovo was quick to point out that with minimal U.S. assistance, Iraqi soldiers and policemen kept last week's elections safe. No one was killed across the province. Now, with the returns trickling in, Tovo was optimistic that Sunnis in Iraq want to solve their problems peacefully.
Clearly, we're worried about bad losers in the process. But that's just the nature of being a military man. Certainly we saw that out of the provincial elections last year when parties didn't do well. Most of them took the opportunity to reassess their strategy and figure out how to do better in the national elections.
Unofficial results indicate that Sunni provinces voted for a coalition led by secular Shiite Ayad Alawi, joined by many prominent Sunnis, including the former director of Fallujah's hospital. After boycotts in the past, Sunnis will finally pick their leaders in Baghdad. But no one in Fallujah was celebrating.
The Sunni in Iraq, I think they will stay weak for a couple of years.
Sheikh Ifan al-Isawi is the leader of the tribal awakening in Fallujah. A few years ago, he turned away from insurgency and joined U.S. troops to push al-Qaeda out of Anbar. His youngest daughter wriggles in his lap as he talks about the recent elections. Leftover campaign posters show the sheikh in a white robe with a belt of ammunition across his shoulder. Ifan acknowledges Sunnis are a minority, but he says they will be included in the next government.
I'm sure, inshallah, Iraq will be safe. We'll be safer soon. We work very hard. A few groups attacked us, attacked the good people, but I am sure we have the power to make security, to make peace, and we don't care about those people. I don't care. If I am sure they will kill me, I don't care.
It's not idle chatter. Ifan has survived two assassination attempts in the past few months, and just last week his enemies killed three of his bodyguards, decapitating one of them. Still, he says it's no comparison to a few years ago.
It was at this restaurant, Haji Hussein Kebab, in 2004 that the defiance in Fallujah turned to open warfare against the Americans and the Iraqi state.
This is where a mob killed four American contractors. Later that year, U.S. forces took the city street by street. This restaurant was one of hundreds of buildings bombed to rubble in the assault. The owner, Muhammad Haji Hussein, lost two sons in the bombing, but he says that's in the past. The days of violence are gone forever, he says. But Hussein adds that residents of Fallujah are not prepared to give up their rights or let others steal their share of Iraq's wealth. There's some doubt in his voice, though, as if he might suspect that theft is already underway. Business is brisk, though, with the famous lamb kebabs going on the grill about three dozen at a time. A fan on the charcoal throws sparks like a forge, and most of the tables are full. Suhaib Munaim, who owns a dairy in Fallujah, is out for lunch. He says his business is doing well, but he's not optimistic about the politics. Munaim says he tried to vote on election day, but soldiers stopped him on the way to the polls. When he told them he was voting for a popular Sunni, they blocked his way. He believes that the Americans are trying to impose sitting Prime Minister Maliki and that his vote won't make any difference. None of the dozen interviewees in Fallujah said they would be willing to go back to violence, but most seemed resigned. One quoted an Iraqi proverb, "If you're hunting a rabbit, take a rabbit. If you want a gazelle, take a rabbit. It's all you're going to get." Quil Lawrence, NPR News.